Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. We have a great show in store for you today. I have the wonderful and delightful Kathy McKeon with me. Kathy is a great example of so many successful consultants within the direct selling industry that simply began as a hobbyist. After a successful 8-year ride, rising to the top of her previous company, Kathy is now repeating her success with Dove Chocolate Discoveries. Kathy has a strong background in sales and retail management. She opened and managed multiple stores for Contempo Casuals, The Limited, and Dillard's. Her hands-on experience hiring and training staff, managing day-to-day operations and customer support, coupled with her boundless energy, attention to detail, and passion for people, makes her successful at whatever she chooses to pursue. Kathy and her husband of 28 years, Mike, have two daughters, Ashley and Morgan. They currently reside in Erie, Colorado, but have lived many places, including almost 5 years in Tokyo, Japan. Texans at heart, they enjoy traveling the world and have visited nearly 20 countries chasing good food around the globe. Welcome, Kathy!
Hey, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me today. I am extremely honored. When you first called me, I thought, oh my, Belinda's calling me. It's like you're a rock star out there in the direct sales world. So I'm truly honored to be here today.
Well, thank you so much. And when it says in your bio, your boundless energy, that's the one thing that I identified from you the very first time that we ever met, is that you do have that just energy that people are attracted to. And I always say enthusiasm and excitement is something that people are just drawn to and attracted to. And you exude that, Kathy McKeon. So I was really excited to have you on the show for that exact very reason.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they call me the Energizer Bunny.
I've been referred to that a time or two in my day.
I think so, too. I think you and I have a lot in common.
Great. Well, why don't you just take a moment and fill some of our listeners in a little bit about that bio, a little bit about your background, and just tell us a little bit more about yourself and your journey.
Well, it's been a wonderful journey. Like my bio said, I've been in sales pretty much all my life. And when I got married and had kids, I decided to be a stay-at-home mom. And when my kids were teenagers, I decided I was going to have a party in my home, actually. And I thought, oh boy, I can do this because of the flexibility and the income potential that it had. And I was sold on direct sales at that point. And I never thought that I would be in direct sales. So I was one of those that thought, ooh, direct sales, but I absolutely love it. It's so flexible and the income is great. And it's just a great thing when you've got kids in the house. I think it's perfect.
Oh, that's great. So then just tell us a little bit then about how the business has shaped your lifestyle.
Well, boy, the income was fantastic. Working eight years on my previous business, I built a pretty big business, and I loved the flexibility that the job had to offer, but I also enjoyed the travel. I've traveled all over the world, and I absolutely love traveling. You mentioned before that we lived in Japan, so this is a great way to travel for free, which is fantastic. And then I made so many friendships along the way, and I think that's something that direct sales gives you, is the awesome friendships, the travel, and the flexibility. It's been great.
Absolutely. So now I really want you to sort of drill down and tell us about some of your greatest skill sets. You know, this business does afford, and that's being in business for yourself really does afford everyone that flexibility, and freedom is always the word that I get from everyone. But it takes work and it takes a certain amount of skill sets. And what do you think that your greatest one or two skill sets are that have helped contribute to your overall success?
Well, I am a very self-disciplined person. I'm the kind of person that can decide to go on a diet on, you know, Sunday and start on Monday and stay on it for 6 months or a year or whatever. So I'm very self-disciplined, and I love motivating other people to succeed. One of the things that direct sales gave to me at the beginning is it rebuilt my self-confidence. You know, because I was a stay-at-home mom for so long, I didn't know if I was going to be good enough to be out there in the real world working again. And it rebuilt my self-confidence. So I love inspiring other people to be successful. I love helping others. I have a friend that gave me a necklace that says inspire on it. And I truly want to inspire everyone out there. I do really well working in small groups. So I know that you've talked about, you know, the difference between training and coaching, and I love doing both. I love working in small groups. I love helping people on an individual basis and helping them make the most of their business. But the one thing that's the most important for me is I can't ask anyone to do something that I'm not willing to do. So I truly lead by example. And as you mentioned before, you were at my first convention that indirect sales, and I fell in love with you, and we had an 8 will make you great, right? And so I consistently book 8 to 10 tastings a month, and I truly lead by example.
That's wonderful. I want you to just drill down a little bit for us, because self-discipline is huge. I always say that that's people's hardest challenge, is learning how to be self-employed. They just really don't know how to either set those goals or boundaries or whatever it takes. So why don't you drill down a little bit for us on what are those little action steps that you do that helps contribute to that discipline? Because I know for me, sometimes it's little games I play with myself, or it's habit patterns that I establish. I'm a good creature of habit, so I actually like that. But why don't you tell us just a little bit? Like you said, I can start a diet on Monday and stay with it for 6 months. How? How do you do that? There's got to be some things within yourself that helps you do that.
Well, first of all, when you were my, like I said, you were the keynote speaker at my very first convention, and I always had a problem with time management because I'm one of those personalities that can end up being a workaholic. So you actually saved my life with that, with the Power Hour system. And boy, I implemented that immediately. And I consistently, for the last 8 years, have worked that Power Hour system. So I wake up, you know, first thing on Monday morning, and I hit my folders. And the one thing, you know, I implemented was the Power Hour. And then, of course, once I became a leader, I hit the Power Hour for leaders. And there's a book that I love. Of course, I love your book, The Direct Sales for Dummies. That's a fantastic book. But there's another book that I absolutely love called Eat That Frog. And it's by Brian Tracy. And it talks about doing that one thing that you're not really excited about doing and doing it first. So first thing Monday morning, I start with all the things that, you know, everyone in direct sales has one thing that they just don't love to do, you know.
Sure.
And there's a folder that they always push off. So I always make sure that I get that one done first. And then I go through my week that way. And that's what works for me, is touching my business every single day. Working my business with the Power Hour system has truly saved my life. And I also implemented it into my personal life with my kids. When my kids were at home, I had their after school activities, their doctor's office visits, you know, the school paperwork and all that comes home. I started, you know, building folders for that just to keep everything organized. So that's what works for me. Another thing that has really helped me is another book called Boundaries for Leaders by Dr. Henry Cloud. When I became a leader, I was so overwhelmed and I wanted to be there for everybody all the time. And like I said, I have that workaholic mentality. So it really helped me put office hours in place and really take control of my schedule so that I can, you know, because the reason why I got into direct sales is to be flexible. So I can go skiing, I can travel, and I can still work my business. So I had to put some office hours in place. So so I implemented that, and that's been to me like, you know, the perfect storm of you know, eating that frog and some boundaries, and then of course your Power Hour system.
Great. And for those that are listening to this, I might not be familiar with that program, but it's really about learning to focus, be committed, be consistent, and be organized. And it's doing your four income producing activities in 15-minute increments. And I've actually taught this to Ford Motor Company. I've worked with other big organizations outside of the direct selling industry. It's the one program that other industries ask me to speak on is the Power Hour, because it literally has transformed people's lives. And I'm so grateful that it's been able to help yours. And it really does drill down to that, you know, focusing on one thing that you want to complete and then moving on to the next thing. I love it that you say you do your thing that you like least first, because get it out of the way, because then now we're kind of moving up this mountain of the things we love instead of saving that one you dread for the end, because you dread it so much. Oftentimes you'll say, I just don't have time to get to it today. So that's a great learning point. But, you know, it's just being consistent. You said you touch your business every day in one way, shape, or form. And I think so many people, they just really are very random, and they expect to get the same results being very random, and you're just not going to get those. So thanks for sharing some of those with us. So what does working from your happy place mean to you then, both personally and professionally?
Well, I think that some advice out there for some other people too is just finding a company and a product that you have a passion for. And to me, you know, I know this is cliche, but you know, if you're happy doing what you're doing, it doesn't feel like work. So for me, I'm just so incredibly happy doing what I'm doing and the journey that I'm on right now. And, you know, finding the right product, finding the right business model, I'm having a blast, you know, growing Dove Chocolate Discoveries, and I am truly, truly in my happy place.
That's great. Now, share with us a couple of other things that make you happy. I know you're very active, so I see all your pictures on Facebook. And so what are some fun hobbies that you make time for, too? Because I think it's important, that whole adage of you got to work hard and play hard. And
oh, yes.
You got to do both to really keep a balance. So what are some of the things that you enjoy doing that keep you happy in both your personal life as well?
Well, one of the things that direct sales has done for me is definitely an income to do a lot of wonderful things. The first thing that I remember, I walked into a car dealership and wrote a check for my daughter's first car and paid cash for it, and that was amazing. And we also bought a condo in the mountains in Keystone, Colorado, and so I bounce back and forth between my house outside of Denver and in the mountains. I tell everyone, as long as I have a phone and a computer, I can work and be flexible. So I ski a lot. I love to ski. And that is one of the great things that makes me happy, because I can work and ski and have fun. I also love to travel. The income that direct sales has given me, I've been able to take my family on huge vacations all over the world, in addition to the ones that I earn for free. And so I just have a blast traveling and skiing and making money at the same time. It's fantastic.
That's awesome. So share with us something you're extremely proud of.
Oh, goodness. I never thought that I could build a business as big as I did. And I thought to myself, is this just a fluke? But it really isn't. With my second company, like I said, I've been building so much faster, and it's just been great. So it's been a great self-confidence boost for me as well. But, you know, I think the main thing for me has been building so many leaders. I love that. And I love being proud of the change in people's lives. I love, like I said, walking into a car dealership and paying cash for a car and buying a condo in the mountains and just traveling. I'm really proud of what I can do for other people, and I can show them, you know, if I can do this, you can do this. And watching other people build their business and, you know, be able to do what they want with their money and have the flexibility to travel or do whatever hobby that they can do.
Great. So what advice would you give to others who either want to be entrepreneurs or might be looking for a direct sales business So what advice would you give to them?
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, I personally think that the self-discipline is very important. Like you said, you know, you can't just work once a week and expect, you know, to be making a lot of money. So I would say working your business every single day and have office hours. I work from 9 to 4 every day. And like I said, I do 8 to 10 tastings a month. So I'm doing 2 to 3 tastings a week. And so working your business every single day, and work hard and be proud of yourself and be focused. Focus on income producing activities. A lot of people think that they can play on Facebook and make money. And of course, I know you talk about social media and how you can work your business with social media, but it's really important to shut the world off and truly give those 15 minutes per folder, you know, of focused income producing activities at a time, because that's what's really going to grow your business, is being focused on that. Find a company and a product that you have a passion for. And, you know, if you love what you do, it's not going to feel like work. And, you know, then you're going to be able to put everything that you have into it.
Okay, great. I would say that, so we've talked about being consistent, touching your business every single day, and finding a product that you really love. I really do think that it is important, though, for people to understand that it is work. And one of the things that I would love you to talk about, if you don't mind, because I know with your past company as well as this company, you've always been a really strong personal producer. And you do, like you're saying right now, you know, 8 to 10 tastings. And you've always done 8 to 10 tastings consistently throughout your entire career. So what I hear from especially direct sellers is, oh, it's just impossible now, or I can't get any bookings, or I just don't think the business works like it used to work. And I completely and totally disagree with that. And I think you're living proof of that. And I tell people all the time, I have a ton of colleagues that do this business, you know, 10 parties a month. And they're like, wow. So can you just address that a little bit to the industry as a whole? Because, and then maybe what you do to make your parties so engaging that people want to book from it. I'd love you just to touch on that a little bit.
Oh, that is a great topic. Well, I feel like if you love what you're doing and you show that in your tastings, and you know, you put your party queen hat on and you're actually a fun person, then people are going to want to invite you into their homes. If you're, you know, not fun and you're a Debbie Downer, no one's going to want to invite you to your home. So I think the main thing is leading with fun, and definitely have an engaging home party. It shouldn't be like, welcome to my presentation, everybody be quiet, we're in class. You know, it should be more interactive, play games, you know, have for me with Dove Chocolate Discoveries, I have, you know, sometimes we do cooking demos, sometimes we do freezer meal workshops where people are engaged and they're engaged with the product. And they're having a blast at the same time. So, you know, I think that taking that party queen into the tastings is crucial. And being professional. I think that the more professional you are, the people will respect you and they'll be more willing to take you into their home. So that means, you know, host coaching properly. It's, to me, host coaching is 90% of the success of your tasting. So if you're not host coaching properly, then you are going to have those bad tastings. And, you know, I'll tell you, Belinda, even I have a bad tasting every now and then, but I have very few. And a lot of people say that people cancel and reschedule and this, that, and the other. And I can honestly tell you that I have on average 1 cancellation a year because of my host coaching. So to me, I think that it's a partnership with your host, and it's a relationship with your host that will give you a successful party. And they know that they're bringing people to that party as guests that are going to be booking parties and supporting you. So I think that all of that combined really helps you. And I'm very old school, and I do everything on the phone because I feel like the phone has tone, right? So they can hear the excitement in my voice about the party. If I'm emailing them my host coaching, or I'm texting them or Facebook chatting in my host coaching, they don't hear that excitement in my voice and how truly excited I am about having that party and how wonderful it's going to be. So to me, if you just be real and fun and you're out there having a great time, you know, the sky's the limit. You're going to have tons of tastings. You really will.
That's a phrase I had not heard before, the tone in the phone. But that is so spot on. I can't even believe it. Now, everybody wants to text these days. So do you text them and say, I really need to chat with you about this? And does that help you get a better result? Because that's the other thing I continually hear is I can't get them on the phone.
Yes. So I have a little trick. I will either text them or email them and say, you know, let's set up a call to set up your menu for the tasting. And then they get really excited to call me. So of course they want to call me and select the menu for the tasting. So I always hold that in my back pocket so I can get them live. And then I go through the products that I have on hand and I have them actually figure out what they want to have as a menu for their friends. And that works for me. So it gets them to call me back.
That is wonderful. So how can people find you, Kathy, if they say, wow, I think she's pretty awesome. Or I'd like to really order some of her products. So how can people find you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. I have a personal page, just Kathy McCain, KathyMcKean. I also have a business page on Facebook, Kathy McCain at DCD, Dove Chocolate Discoveries. I have a website. It's www.mydcdsite.com/ my first and last name, KathyMcKean. But the best way to get me, because I am old school, is my phone. My phone number is 720-212-5947. You can just give me a call anytime. I do want to tell you, though, that a lot of people think that Dove Chocolate Discoveries is just candy, and it's not. We have a full-blown savory line, and our savory line is actually diabetic approved for, you know, those diabetics out there. It's very low in sugar and low in sodium and low in carbs. It's extremely healthy for you. So we have four basic product lines that we like to feature in our tastings. We have our beverages. So we have cocktails, but we also have coffee and tea if you're not into cocktails. We have our savory line. We have baking mixes to make cakes and brownies and things like that. And then, of course, we have our ready-to-eats, which is our fancy term for candy. But we can actually have a full-blown meal as a tasting. So we like to do brunch, lunch, happy hour, or dinner tastings. So it's really, really versatile. So I just wanted to let you guys out there know it's not just candy. Dove Chocolate Discoveries is way more than that. And that's what sold me on the product, is that it's something that people can use on a daily basis and use that in their grocery budget. And that's what I absolutely love about it.
Well, that's wonderful. And thank you so much for joining us today at Work From Your Happy Place. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks, Belinda. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.